believed in an eternal afterlife, complete with possession of their earthly riches. In their overwhelming desire to secure a perpetual place in the afterlife, much time, effort, and thought was put toward preparing for death. One of the most important aspects of their belief system was the idea that if the soul were to live on in the afterlife, a person's body had to remain relatively intact. The ancient Egyptians assured their place in the afterlife through mummification. The body and the internal organs would be preserved and embalmed separately. Protecting the body. The body would be entombed and therefore safe from harm. Nourishment. The deceased would receive regular offerings of food and drink, or illustrations of them, in the tomb. Inscriptions and illustrations describing the occupant's life were made on the tomb. Inside the tomb, there were also various amulets of a protective nature, a decorated coffin, and sometimes a stone or wooden sarcophagus, inside which the mummy was placed. After undertaking the perilous journey through the underworld, contending with creatures, gods, and gatekeepers, the deceased faced his day of judgment. Anubis, the god of the dead, led the soul to the Hall of Two Truths, where the deceased stood in front of 42 divine judges. Once the soul passed this test, he was led to a set of scales, where his heart, containing the deeds of his lifetime, was weighed against the feather of truth, belonging to the goddess Ma'at. If the heart was found to be heavier than the feather, the soul was fed to the god Amit, the devourer, and the soul was condemned to remain in the underworld forever. However, if the heart was lighter than the feather, or the scales were balanced, the deceased had passed the final test and was given over to Osiris, the god of the underworld and chief judge, who welcomed him into the afterlife, the field of rushes. In this beautiful world, the real life of the deceased was mirrored, but with none of his earthly problems. There was only happiness. The afterlife was seen as a perfect existence in an ideal version of Egypt. Ancient Chinese afterlife beliefs. The ancient Chinese had a unique perspective on the afterlife, which underwent a great change with the rise of Buddhism in China. The Chinese Taoists were greatly concerned with life after death and the survival of an individual soul even after his physical demise. Chinese metaphysical philosophy teaches that each human being is an amalgam of two souls, the yin and yang. These are together during the lifetime of an individual, but at the time of death, the two souls separate and go in different directions. This is in harmony with the cosmos, which was also created after the integration of light and dark, the yin and yang elements. Gui and Shen represent the two extremes, the lower dark and evil element and the higher spiritual element. The ancient Chinese idea of the soul was dualistic. The Po was an earth soul that came into existence at the time of conception, while the Hun was made of qi, the life force, and came into existence at the time of birth. Each soul had its own afterlife. While the Hun went to heaven or a special underworld, the Po went to the darker realms of the cosmos. The concept of heaven as the dwelling place of gods is also a very old Chinese notion. According to the Shang Dynasty beliefs, heaven was also the place where the Hun, the good soul, would go. However, only the powerful Hun, those of earthly kings, could enter heaven. The rest would be given a place lower than heaven, or would be reincarnated with a longer lifespan. Though not clearly defined, the Chinese notion of the underworld, the Yellow Springs, could be conceived of as hell. It was the destination of the evil souls, the Po. Yellow Springs was a miserable place where the souls were punished for their bad deeds. Death, burial, and the afterlife in Greece. The Greeks believed that when a person dies, his spirit or psyche leaves the physical body in the form of a little breath or puff of air. The dead body was washed, anointed with oil, and dressed for the rituals. 1. Prosthesis. This refers to the laying out and display of the body so relatives, friends, and acquaintances could come and pay their respects to the deceased. 2. Ekphora. Ekphora is the funeral procession where the deceased was brought to the cemetery for burial. Ekphora usually took place just before dawn, and it involved building the funeral pyre, if the dead body was to be burned, or filling up the grave with...